Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Point Grey at UBC. This is Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Welcome to the show. We're a little bit behind, but we're ready. We're ready because we have a band live in studio. It's going to be fantastic. The band is ready. They're called Dumb. Let's get ready for Dumb.
Thank you. It's gone shivers away. I know it. Tomorrow's just another day.
Lorenzo, Florencini, Bambini, mucho gusto. Dos machetes, Romeo Battiato. Mi nombre es Giuseppe. Vortex! Covered in Gore-Tex! Never get Gore-Tex! I wanna be like you! Hey, yo, other guy! Feel the pain inside! Behind! You're gone! Hey, yo, other man! Got no weapon in my hand! Check balls! Strip balls! You can beat you! I'm the gritty but see-through! I wanna be like you. Welcome. Hey, everybody. Okay.
The song's only like 3.5 minutes.
You can trust me, I'm your party whip.
Don't let it make you wonder when my words start to slip. Don't let it turn decisions, I'm just part of the job. And one decision is just part of the mob I know.
You guys, you gotta speed through this because we're live.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, have a good.
Bye.
Bye.
Truly sacked, oh, having a panic attack. Cause he's running wide at 2-2. Dire amount of chips, a culprit taking a hit. Cause he's coming, cause he's running through. Cause he's running wide, cause he's been on time. Cause he's running wide with 2-2. I'm a 42. Not to the edge of bamboo! This is coming right into the joy!
Selby's having an attack! Not big but a panic attack! I'm just having a hard day, so I can
break your knee, strange disease, for all the folks I want to break right. I can find the peace of mind, free of a whim, was it all right? Break right. Let's go, friend. I can find symmetries, probably what they want in a break light. In the blue, how much you do? This for hits, one in a break light. Break light. My last go, friend.
Bye.
sword, I'm losing control, and I know that you want it to be. The bright eye can hide it.
Look inside! Another try!
And now it's Nick's turn to tune. And for all the listeners out there, thanks for listening.
Tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to CITR 101.9.
Thanks, Nick, for tuning in too and taking his sweet time.
Thanks, Ben Lai.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, Nick's tuning up to tune down. No, we're tuning up and we're tuning down. We got two more for y'all. Is that right?
This one is sick.
song. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Dumb, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Please do not go anywhere. Be back with the band to chat about everything very shortly. This is, once again, CITR 101.9 FM.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner. Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
All right, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben here, and I'm with the band Dumb, who just played live in our set. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Thank you.
Hi.
Hey.
Do you want to maybe quickly introduce yourself to the listeners out there in Radioland?
Hello. Hello. I'm Giuseppe. And over there is Lorenzo Florentini Bambini.
Hey.
And then to his left, we have Romeo Battiati.
Ciao.
And then we have Dos Machetes over here to my left. And as I said, I'll say it again, I am Giuseppe.
And all right.
It's impressive you remember that.
I know. I'm not going to remember
names.
That.
How are you going to forget?
That's true.
You even forgot mine.
We only just met last week.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Dumb for a little bit? Thanks for coming in. Thanks for playing. Actually, why don't we talk a bit about the set? There was something was happening outside. When you play your second song, you were pretty much told to quiet down, I guess. There were people outside setting things up. And then after a while, a lot of the people from outside poured in and start coming and cheering one of your songs.
They're on a field trip.
They have a good time. Like when I think one of them said, "This is the best field trip ever."
Yeah.
She was like,
best part of the field trip.
Best part of the field trip.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's a highlight for sure.
Did you know? Do you have any idea where they like what field trip? Are they just to UBC or to Vancouver?
I think they're going to Wreck Beach.
Oh, it seems like an interesting field trip just to go to like the Student Union building at UBC. It's not not too much happening on a Thursday night.
Yeah, there's the convenience store open.
Right. Yeah, not a lot open, and actually most of the station is away for the National Campus Radio Conference, anyways. But Dom, can we talk a bit about how this band? What's the story with the band? If you have one.
The origin story?
We met a week ago.
We met 1 week ago.
Yeah.
Faithfully. No, we met.
Well, according to the Railway Club.
Oh, yeah. According to the Railway Club, we're from Japan.
And we
and the best band of 2015.
Yeah.
Were we your band? Yeah,
we did win best band of 2015, but it was Tokyo only.
Yeah, that's. I was going to ask.
Not Japan-wide.
Yeah. But no, sorry. There's many forms of that, but I think so. There's a couple of things. Let's talk about the history. So you're from Tokyo?
No.
So
that's like not even that funny. I don't know.
I know. So I think how they got it was because I think you said that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, but
we'd like to go.
Yeah, did you actually send it to them as that?
No, we did not.
They just looked it up on the internet.
I guess so. Yeah, I forgot. That
I think they clicked
there.
About on the Facebook page and then they saw like, we're from. We won the Best Band in Japan award. Like, I don't know. I guess we thought it was funny when we were making our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's all good. That's how fake news gets started.
Yeah, it's fake news.
Yeah, that's straight. It's just fake news.
So how does the band actually get started? Just...
It's like jamming.
How did the...
Yeah, we've been together for a long time. My house?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we just kind of always jammed together. I don't know. We went to school together, so...
Cool. And how, like, the name Dumb, though, like, that's... Was like how did it? Was it because like how does like did you just go? This is dumb. This
right
is good.
Here.
Yeah,
like,
Nick's
dream
name.
That's my dream name.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't name me that
it.
Though, so I'd name band
that. Wait, I want to say something funny. After Nick named the band that, I like Googled it and okay. A, there's a bunch of other bands named Dumb, but that's expected. B. There's
We're
a
the
book.
Best,
there's a book, like a children's book, about a kid in school that starts a band and names it Dumb. And I only found out about that after we named our band Dumb. And I haven't read the book, and you haven't either, right?
No,
I didn't even know about that.
We should read it.
Is it actually a famous book, or is it just happened?
I think so. It's on Google.
Yeah, it's definitely famous.
So I did thought about I thought about starting every question in this interview with like, here's a dumb question. No.
Sure.
I like dumb questions. Yeah.
Nick
no, but as in you know,
answers.
Like it's a here's a you know, all right. So and yeah, like and also let's go into. Talking about playing at the Railway Club, we go back on other things because that is interesting. Because the Railway Club for a long time was a Vancouver institution. It was in the 80s, even before that, in the 90s. People used to be always busy. People actually loved playing at the Railway Club, and then for quite a while, it kind of went downhill a little bit. And then now it's been reopened. Have you been to the new Railway Club yet?
I haven't been to the new one. No, I played at the old one a few times.
Never been
have any
that.
Of you been to the new one?
No.
So you're playing that tomorrow?
Yeah.
So are you excited? Do you have any idea what it's going to look like? Any clue of what's going to happen?
Apparently it's a beer cafe now.
It's a railway beer cafe and beer house or something like that. I went there. It's the layout is similar.
Yeah.
The stage is still where it is.
They still have the main stage and the north stage.
They don't have the north stage anymore. The back room is now just a back room with like they shut the like the out the hallway down so you can go, and then they add things like there's like mirrors in the ceiling now in the back.
Huh.
There's some weirdness to it, but anyways, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's
nice. And you're playing two sets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the weird part. Two 30-minute sets.
Have you done that before? How are you going to...
Playing a lot of old songs. Well, a few.
We're going to, like, repeat songs.
No, we're not. No, we're just going to make songs way longer and slower. Like,
yeah.
You're doing everything half.
Just, like, take every song and just, like, stretch it out a bunch. And also just, yeah, like, especially the really old ones.
Like, have you had to go back and start practicing some of the old ones, or are you just going to
run away? We did on Tuesday.
Yeah. We went back to some songs, changed to play them differently.
Any special surprises? You're going to maybe do, like, a cover or something weird?
We should have done a cover.
We still can.
Or just jam for, like, 20 minutes?
Yeah, probably not going to jam.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And is it just you guys playing? Is anyone else on the bill?
No.
So the whole night is just interesting.
Yeah.
Is that like the thing now? I don't know. I think it
is. Yeah.
I think it's like a different band, different days of the week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only, but that's kind of interesting because then it's only an hour for the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the best marketing strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's almost. I don't want to be like. Yeah. It sounds like we have bands, but it's just like sort of maybe I don't know. It's weird. Anyways, let's not talk about the Rarity.
Yeah.
But it should be a fun show because if you haven't been to the Rarity Club, I feel like you should go and check it out, just to see for yourself what it looks like.
It's the Railway Beer Cafe.
Yeah, the Railway Beer Cafe, and also you know they have music on and stuff. Let's go back to some of the other shows I've seen you. I saw you play at Music Ways. That was a lot of fun. That was a first night of Music Race at the launch, the opening party at Fortune Sound Club. It sounded great. It was a big crowd. The sound was fantastic at that place. I don't know how it sounded on stage, but on the floor, it sounded really, really good. How do you feel about that show?
I thought it was pretty sick. Yeah. Oh, my stuff broke. Some of my stuff broke. Well, not forever.
Just like while you were playing it? Or?
Yeah. And that kind of stressed me out.
Yeah, but
you know.
I didn't really notice it. So,
I was excited because I think Fortune is a bit more of a hip hop and electronic music venue.
Yeah.
So I don't know. To me, it felt like the drum kick and like all the bassy stuff was like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the drum kick was so loud.
I was like, Dan, give me some kick.
Yeah. They were ready, and then they were ready to crank up the vocals too, because I guess it's a lot of that too. So no, but it sounded good in there. It's a nice room. It's
rectangular.
It's rectangular, and it's kind of long.
I mean,
really good airflow.
Good sight lines and stuff, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I don't like literally the only times I've been there is for the Music Waste. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went there for hip hop karaoke once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Saw the Far Side there. That's cool. Nice. And King Krule.
Nice.
And did you all check out more Music Race? Any highlights? Any highlights other than yourself?
I thought Co-op was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked
Tommy Tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny. I think Milk at the Co-op played really well.
Nice.
That was really fun.
Was there any
bad? Oh, yeah, Club Sofa. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Club Sofa, yes.
Skunt was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you, was there any bands you haven't seen before that was a surprise? To surprise you? I guess you probably haven't seen Club Sofa. Have you?
I hadn't seen them.
Yeah.
No. Co-op. I haven't seen Co-op.
Yeah, Co-op was a surprise, yeah.
Yeah, nice. And what is the, like, okay, so you did that. And any other plans for coming up then? After the Railway, what's the band's plan for the summer? I guess if summer is ever coming.
We're going to Calgary.
Oh, yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Is it for Slat Island or just
part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're playing in Edmonton and Kelowna.
As part of the, okay. Have you done, any of you done Slat before?
We did last year, yeah.
We did last year.
How was that last year?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Really good.
Where did you play last year?
Where?
Yeah.
We played shows. I forgot the other venue.
Sloth Records.
Sloth Records and Bamboo Bar?
Yeah, Bamboo. Something like that.
Bamboo Lounge, right.
Beer cafe.
I keep forgetting that I can't nod, and no one can tell that I'm I keep nodding, and no one can tell that I'm nodding because it's on the radio. Sorry.
And did you do a similar thing last year? Did you do a tour and such with it, or just
no.
went straight for Silent?
No,
went straight.
Yeah, we
last
just went.
Year, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. How are you going to get there? Just drive? But in a
driving.
In a van or just all stuff into a
driving a Toyota Camry that failed me this morning.
Yeah,
Felipe almost died.
Yeah,
I did
almost
not die. Right.
not all of you in one car.
Yeah, plus one
Dorothy from Swim Team.
Oh, all right.
I mean Esmeralda Valencia. Yeah.
how does the gear? Where does the gear go? Do you have?
They supply gear.
Oh yeah, they do.
Sled. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Oh wow. Okay. Oh,
then guitars and stuff.
Then you don't have to worry. They all just backline, I guess. Then you just Do you have to bring your own guitars? You probably got.
I mean, probably yeah.
There's like a.
Scrounge,
I've heard a lot about the nice the artist lounge on top of the, the hotel.
Yeah. Last year they had a VR lenses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it like a game or is it just a virtual
DJ
virtual,
high tech
virtual reality like? But is it just like or is it just virtual reality where you're like just on stage playing a show?
No, I don't know. To be honest, I was going to try it, and when it was my turn, I was like, sorry, man, it's broken.
Oh.
I was like, what?
Oh, that's too bad. Whoever in front of you broke it. It was too exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually haven't tried the VR. Actually, I did a really older version of it. So it's,
It's kind of like VR. The Calgary Tower, the elevator doesn't have windows.
Oh, yeah.
But it has a video of what it would look like. If
oh, really? I don't know if that's cool. It feels kind of sad.
It's a little weird, So
I don't know if it's live, though.
But then it's also...
It's definitely
also,
live.
Because it goes up past where the elevator stops, and then it turns around, and then,
Dude, I want live VR, where, you see through, a sports player's eyes. Or something, and you're just in the game.
That's that kind of stuff is gonna happen.
That's in my new app.
The only problem is right now it's just I think a lot of people get sick from all the spinning. And,
I get sick from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
you tried VR?
Yeah, I tried VR, but the one that I had was kind of bad.
You got sick.
Because I could see the screen, so I could tell
you
there was something.
You got sick or was sick?
I got queasy, a little burpy.
I mean, I think supposedly when the technology gets better. It's because right now it's kind of jerky a little bit, I think, because it's not good enough. Is there anything in VR that you guys would be into that you wouldn't want it in real life, but you would probably want to put on goggles for?
I tried playing the game Alien once, and I would it was trippy because you put the lenses on, and then I was short.
Yeah.
I was really short in the game. Yeah. I was,
shorter than were you an alien or were you just
it was you're suddenly somehow you're not your height.
It's like aliens kids. That's funny. You think that I guess someone just actually that would be interesting. I guess
I would like to be my size.
Yeah. But but if you think about it, if VR become really good where you put on a pair of goggles and it's just, it looks like real life and everything. It would be fun to just be what if I'm this much taller
or
this one smaller, this much taller and this one shorter. I would try for 20 minutes, just walk around
play this alien.
Yeah, I want to know what it feels like to be a big man.
Anyways, we're gonna do a segment here. We'll be right back after some short messages with Dumb.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. One in seven Canadians aged 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
No, it's the same ad again. You're listening to CITR. This is Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. I'm Ben. I'm still live in studio with Dumb. If you're just joining us, you missed a fantastic set from the band as agreed by the kids from a field trip that was coming by and dancing along to the band. You can listen to everything and everything on CITR on the podcast. If you go to CITR.ca sometime tomorrow, you can probably look for this recording and you listen to the entire set. Look for, do a search for Dumb or Thunderbird Radio Hell, and that will happen. And I'm still with the band. I'm going to chat a bit more in a bit, but now we're time to kick into a one of the favorite segments of this program. And yeah, here we go. It's called
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
The Chris from Hell, this is where I have the guests on the show do a little quiz.
Nice.
From Hell. It's very simple. There's no winners and losers. Actually, you know what? Maybe there is. You just do an online quiz. It's more like a personality quiz. One of the favorite examples, it's like, you know, which Friends character are you? It's one of those quiz where you answer a bunch of non-related questions, and it'll tell you if you're Ross or Rachel. That sort of excitement, which is. Tonight I have sort of randomly, but not really randomly, picked a quiz. This is a quiz from, now I need my password, from BuzzFeed.
Nice.
Great.
it's a great resource for quiz, I'm sure, and they have very powerful people there, very smart people there, and they have come up with this quiz. And the person that came up with this quiz is Christy Lee Yandoli, which is a BuzzFeed staff, obviously. And the quiz we're going to play tonight. And the quiz we're going to play tonight, just to remind you, it's a bunch of questions, and you can all answer together or take turns or debate over it.
It's debate.
The quiz today is, which late-night TV talk show host are you?
We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Yes.
My vote goes for either Seth Meyers.
Well,
this is a quiz, dude.
It's a quiz. You don't get to a.
That's true.
So the first question is so you have to answer questions. First question is pick a musical guest. So if you have if you're a talk show host, I guess which guest would you want on the show? There's Kanye West, Dean Martin, U2, Tina Turner, The Beatles, The Clash, Lady Gaga. Destiny's Child or Cher?
You too.
I say Destiny's Child.
Actually, yeah, Destiny's Child is probably the best.
That would be fun. What are the other options?
Kanye West, Steve Martin,
Wait,
Tina
was
Turner.
Celine Dion one of them?
No.
Cher.
There's the Beatles, The Clash, Lady Gaga, Destiny Child, Cher.
Oh, Cher.
You guys have to...
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Do you want to...
Okay.
There are no right or wrong answer except unless you pick the wrong answer. Describe yourself in a word, in one word. There's lovable, sarcastic, witty, zealous, noble, caring, fearless, brazen, or loyal.
We should all respond to
noble.
Same time.
Noble.
For noble.
Sure. Yeah.
Noble, 100%.
Perfect.
Noble.
This one you would probably have to maybe describe it for the people out there in Radio Land. You have to pick a pattern for the suit you're wearing.
Oh, this is good. I like this.
I guess it's just assuming that you're...
Okay, it's a pattern of a suit?
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe, I don't know, slightly that describe
one.
Some of it.
No. That
there's
one.
Like a red one. There's what? Some with some pattern.
I don't want to be a ship captain.
Yo, I want to be a ship captain.
Okay, this okay, one. Let's be a ship captain.
Can
ship
someone captain slightly pants. Describe which one you picked?
It's like red.
Oh, they're red pants.
Sorry, hit something.
Oh, that's okay.
I guess ship captain could also be blue.
It is blue. And
which
white.
One did you pick? This
like
the
a pirate ship.
One?
Pirate ship. Pirate ship captain.
Maroon.
Pirate, so it's like a
maroon.
It's yeah. It's kind of like a red. It's just red. There's not even much of a pattern, right? That's the one you pick. Maroonish.
Yeah.
Maroonish.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a shade.
It's a good shade. Which reality show do you love to hate? So it's a reality TV show you love to hate. Say Yes to the Dress, the Jersey Shore. Oh.
I just hate that.
I just clicked on something. That it's
making.
Sorry, hang on a second.
I like the season when they go to Italy.
Jersey Shore, what did I say?
You said
Braxton Family Values. I don't know what that is. Sister Wives, The Real World, Teen Mom, The Bachelor, Love and Hip Hop, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
One, two, three, Jersey Shore.
No, come on.
I don't know Kardashians.
Okay, we can say
It's one of your...
I love The Real World.
Have you actually watched any of these? Which one have you seen?
Jersey Shore. And I haven't seen Kardashians.
I've never seen.
I have strong feelings for any of them. So.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Which one I love to hate?
Which one is the one the? What were they again?
Say Yes to the Dress, Jersey Shore, Braxton Family
Do
Values,
they have plot synopsis?
Sister Wives, The Real World, Teen Mom, The Bachelor, Love and Hip Hop, and Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I think if you don't know what it is, it's not something that you love to hate because you don't know enough about it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's pick the one we know most.
I could hate the idea.
Jersey Shore. I love to hate Jersey Shore, right. Even though I don't hate it.
Except for the season when they go to Italy.
Yeah, which I just love.
That's amazing.
Okay, there is
Does
a.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Next question for the band Dumb. So there's a zombie apocalypse. So you would help your loved ones to safety.
Become a zombie.
You are on the offense. Zombies aren't real. Grab your cat and run. Hunt and gather. Save yourself. Give in to your fate. Take no prisoners. Let someone else deal with it.
We already
planned
this out.
They have a plan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to be a zombie.
Yeah, we've thought about this before.
The plan actually involves most of those options.
Yeah, because we're planning ahead.
Except for...
Like defense and hunting and gathering.
Take no...
And offense, take just no prisoners for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go with take no prisoners, right. Actually.
That, yeah, I noticed you light up when you said take no prisoners.
Right. It really, like, captures the whole spirit.
What is your actual plan? Do you have a... What would you do? Go into
high ground? No frills, because everyone's going to go to the nice stores.
Right.
And then they're going to be like, no frills, like, we could go there.
Well, see, I disagree with this part.
Only...
I disagree with this part. Because if we're gonna loot someplace, go to the fancy stuff.
Yeah, but everyone's going to go for the fancy stuff. It's equally lootable.
No, you have to max.
Yeah,
you have
so
to
then
loot
just go for the
days
good stuff.
Before the actual incident.
Yeah, but how do
you
predict
max out
it?
Your credit card.
Yeah, you predict.
Oh, yeah, no, we did talk
about
this.
It doesn't matter because money doesn't exist after that.
Yeah.
You go before everyone else starts looting.
Right. And where would you? What kind of building would you hide in? Like everyone goes to
his house. Yeah.
You have it boarded up, or
it's ready. Yeah, it's a brick house. It's huge.
Oh, nice.
And it's on top of a hill.
Right. Nice. Yeah. Because everyone goes to like a school or something. It seems like.
Yeah.
And that
no,
seems like there's way too
idea.
Many exits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many.
That's a terrible idea.
Not enough weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
School. Yeah. You have a lot of weapons. All right. okay. This one is choose a hashtag. Okay, I guess for it doesn't say for what, but the first one is protein party. SF Bat Kid.
What Bat Kid?
SF. I don't know.
San Francisco Bat Kid.
I don't know. I don't know what sci-fi. I don't know. Super funny Bat Kids. I don't know. TBT. The Throwback Thursday. I guess. Misheard lyrics. Royal Baby, Follow Back.
What is Royal Baby?
This could be an old. This
probably
is from,
just the Royal Baby when they had a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This yeah.
Let's
this
pick Royal Baby.
This quiz is Chris
well,
is probably from like this quiz
the
is from like 1995. You're all gonna get like Johnny Carson. Get over it.
Get over
worst
it.
Advice or hashtag.
That's get over it.
I'm down for a hashtag Royal Baby actually.
Yeah, I kind of like hashtag
We're
Royal Baby
because
you
feel.
Don't.
Yeah.
We should just, yeah.
Also, right. There's that band Royal Brat. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with Royal Baby, though.
Baby's probably a brat, though.
Yeah.
No, let's go. All right. That's first answer is always the right answer.
Okay.
Who's your dream celebrity interview? Who would you want to interview? There's 50 Cent, 50 Cent, Drew Barrymore, Oprah, Sarah Jessica Parker, Justin Timberlake, Magic Johnson, Diane Keaton, Billy Crystal, and Jennifer Lopez. What do you think about that one?
I like Billy Crystal. I don't know about you.
So interesting. Yeah. It's probably like these are probably like whoever each of these guests, these hosts have interviewed first or something.
Oh, like if who would you interview first?
No, but it was like who would you interview? Is that the band? If the band can interview,
if we were a host,
maybe Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
J Lo.
Yeah, I think Sarah Jessica Parker or J Lo.
John Lovitz.
What do you say?
Yeah, John Lovitz.
I choose J-Lo.
Actually, John
yeah.
Lovitz would be interesting.
John Lovitz.
So which one, Sarah Jessica Parker or J Lo?
J Lo.
All right.
Nice. John Lovitz though.
this is pick a drinking buddy. So who would you want to have a drink with? Elizabeth Warren, Mitt Romney, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Sarah Palin, John McCain, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama.
None of the above.
Sarah Palin? Be pretty funny.
Are those all the drinking buddies of the possible Sarah hosts?
We could ask her.
Yeah, it's American.
Dude, it's going to say we're fucking Rush. Sorry. It's going to say we're Rush Limbaugh.
Elizabeth Warren, Mitt Romney, Clinton, Obama.
Let's say Sarah Palin. I'm down for that.
Wait, Sarah Palin, one of them? Who has
like a party history?
Not Mitt Romney.
Not Mitt Romney.
Not Mitt Romney.
Probably George Bush.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah, I can see that.
Obama did
Wait,
cocaine.
Which George Bush?
W, so it's
the second one.
I would go for that.
What?
I'd go for George W.
I'm going for Sarah Palin. That's my vote.
Can we interview them both together?
No, sorry. You got to pick one.
I vote for George W.
Okay, what does Felipe say?
George W.
It's a tie.
So
let's flip it.
If it lands on.
This has the same on both sides.
No, it says USA nylon and then it says Jim Dunlop.
Would it convince you that W now paints like pictures?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's the only appealing thing.
I know.
Dude, there's a lot.
Just
actually.
Drink with him, paint, do some paintings. It's going to be wild, man.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin would be funny, though.
George Bush is also older, right? You wouldn't be able to drink as much, right?
That's okay. You'd be surprised.
Okay, we're flipping. George Bush is Jim Dunlop, okay?
Okay.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, come on.
It says right there, Sarah Palin.
That's bullshit. I didn't even agree to that.
What? You waited for me to flip it.
Okay, we're going with George W. Yeah.
No, we're going with Sarah Palin. Wait, what are you...
let's compromise on this one.
Do you feel strongly about this? Because I feel very strongly about it.
We can have separate parties.
You'd rather go for Sarah Palin?
Yeah, I feel very strongly.
Okay, let's go with that.
All right.
Okay, screw it, sure. George Bush.
All right, the last one is... This is the last one. This is the to prove your funniness as a host. Why did the chicken cross the road? To meet a friend for coffee because it wanted to, for a change of scenery. What chicken? It's a free country. It didn't like the side it was on. It needed some exercise to prove it could be done or to get to the other side. So to meet a friend for coffee, or because it wanted to, or for a change of scenery. Or what chicken? Or it's a free country? Or it didn't like the side it was on?
I think it's a free country. I like change of scenery.
It needs some exercise to prove it could be done or to get to the other side.
I like change of scenery.
I like it's a free country.
Coffee?
Oh. None of those would be possible if it wasn't a free country.
But it's not a free country. It's not a free country. Yeah.
Chickens can cross the roads
chicken?
And not free country.
Is it a free range?
Yeah, dude,
chicken?
Chickens can cross the roads and
it's a free range country.
It's a free range country.
It's a free range country.
I don't know. What's the change of scenery?
All right, did you just go for that?
Yeah, we already made another joke out of the free country one. That's obviously like our bag, you know.
Sure.
All right, this is the final one, and
what are we?
There's no right or answer, but here we go. Which night TV talk show are you? Your trademark sassy attitude is one of your best qualities, and it's impossible not to love you once people get to know the real you. You're always the smartest person in the room and have plenty of important thoughts to get across to the world. Lucky for everyone else, you do that by telling jokes. You got Seth Meyers.
Yeah, I called it. Fucking, yeah. Did you see that? I got Seth Meyers. I called it.
You're just sorting.
Sorry. That was sick.
Hosts of the new late night with Seth Meyers. Congratulations. Is there one that's the one that you wanted? Yes, or did you just called it? Is there one that you didn't want? Jay Leno, I guess, I assume.
Yeah. Or David Letterman.
Yeah.
Didn't want David Letterman.
Yeah, I used to like David Letterman. Yeah.
Oh, you know who I like? Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel. He's pretty funny. Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel has changed my mind. What?
I like Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel is funny.
He's okay.
What about Larry King?
Dude, I like Wendy Williams. She's great.
If you, so for your first performance, say if you can be invited to play on any late night TV show, current, present, or past, which show would you want to go on?
Definitely InfoWars.
Yeah.
Actually, what was that?
This is the Alex Jones stupid, like conspiracy theory.
But he would be like cheering to your man, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no? He'd love it. Yeah. He's so, like, I don't know. He'd be like, he's super aggressive. Yeah. he's just
maybe not the host. I don't know if you watch enough show. Like, which stage appealed to you? Like, there is, you know, the Letterman is kind of a big stage. Some of them are small. Like the Seth Meyers one is smaller. I don't know. Do you want to play in? And then I think who is it? Like, doesn't Jimmy Fallon has like a balcony? No. Someone has a balcony. Maybe Jimmy Fallon does. I don't know.
I think he has bands.
What does SNL have?
SNL, it's just you just play in a stage. It's the fake Grand Central Station. Yeah. Yeah, this is.
Yeah, with a band at the back.
Yeah.
And
but SNL is a big one. That's like the, because they don't have a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We played Talent Time. That was pretty.
Oh yeah. How was that? Oh yeah. That's
Talent Time. That's where we want to.
That's
play.
Basically the Vancouver, which I've never been because it's in the same time as my show. How was that?
That
was
funny.
That was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Where did you just play, or did you get an interview, or how does it?
No, we just played.
Yeah.
Just played, yeah.
Was it kind of like a talk show where at the end, it just like, and now, Dom, and then how did you just play a couple songs, or did you play a whole set?
No, we just played one song two times.
Yeah, so it's just like it's just like a talk show. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
and like which guest was on today?
Oh, it was a
duck lady.
Duck lady, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like the duck lady.
Or yeah.
Like
the duck.
And her duck.
Yeah. Obviously. Oh, did you get to meet the duck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How?
It was a nice duck.
Duck's name was, I said it on stage.
Hercules.
No, it was like Gary or something. No, it wasn't Gary.
Damn it. Jerry.
No, I can't remember the duck's
Larry.
Name.
Larry.
I don't know.
Mary.
Wasn't that female duck?
We'll Google that for some future time. You're listening to CITR Radio. Dumb is with me in the studio. So how do people get a hold of do you guys have recordings out? Website? What's the deal?
You can call my phone number 604-306-8439.
And you'll sing to them or you play you'll play some music off.
He'll just sing our songs back.
That's his real phone number.
I'll only do it twice a day.
For 2 hours.
Yeah. Just one 2 hour song.
Really, though, we have Bandcamp page.
Yeah.
All our music is free.
Sorry, I keep talking.
No, that's fine. I'm talking to my
$5.
can they get it out in is it can they get it from record stores or anything? Or is it just on the line right now?
No, we should. It should be.
Get it at our
I
shows.
Guess. Yeah, shows.
You can't even get it at our shows, though, because we're not on top of our stuff.
Okay, getting merch.
Yeah.
We need to, like, dub the tapes and make the shirts, Felipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, send Gal a personal text message, and then you can get a tape. That's
well, if you want to help the band out and make some cassette tapes for them, or help with folding t-shirts, feel free to call the number that was given. If you listen to the podcast,
we have an email as well.
What's the number again,
y'all? The email is dumb.vancouver@gmail.com.
I'll just repeat Gal's number real quick.
All right. Actually, before we go, there's another segment of this program, if you guys have time for this. Sure. This is another very popular segment of the program. And it only happened. This is only the second time we are doing this.
Groundbreaking.
This is the second time we're doing it. So here we go. We'll be back. Here we go.
Tell me about your favorite movie. Scene RTR.
All right, this little segment that we do, it's called CNITR. What we do is, for absolutely no reason whatsoever, I make the band or me involved in perform a scene from a movie. I'm going to give you a bunch of scripts. You guys can pick characters.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And there's four characters. There's two that has a lot of parts, and the other two has virtually no lines. The movie that we're picking almost randomly today is called Chicken Run.
I love that movie.
Yes.
That movie's so good.
I've never seen Chicken Run.
I used to watch it over and over. My sister used to watch it over
and over. Is that the clay ones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, I've seen Chicken Run.
It's called Chicken Run. What? How it works? It's a movie about a bunch of chickens that is trapped like in a farm.
Free range chickens.
Free range chicken.
In a free range country.
Yeah, they really want to cross the road, but they couldn't because they're locked in a fenced world, and they are trying to plan the run involves like escaping Chicken Run. There's a character. There's a couple characters. The main character is Ginger, which is a hen, and it's the main character, and this hen wants to leave. It's a protagonist of the movie. Mm-hmm. And then there is one another character in this scene is Barbs, which is another chicken. But it's a nice chicken. It's sort of a slower chicken, a really nice chicken, but not necessarily the
tasty chicken.
Not necessarily the one that is
sensitive.
Yeah. it's a nice one. And then there is
it's horrible.
And then there is Bunty. There's also a chicken called Bunty, and it is the mean chicken in the pen. So this is the one against.
Is he the Scottish guy?
I think it's a sarcastic one. It's just like she's against Ginger trying to leave, so she would just be always like putting her down because she doesn't like the fact, just want to live like happy with where she is and doesn't want to leave. And then the last one is just Mac, which is just have one line in this entire thing, and I don't know what the gist is. So who wants to be the main chicken, Ginger?
Can we be Bunty?
You want to be Bunty?
I want to be Bunty, yeah.
Who wants to be Bunty?
He wants to be okay. Bunty. I'll be whoever.
So Bunty is the blue in this one.
Okay, sick.
Wait, is Bunty
the mean chicken?
Okay, can I be the friend of Ginger? Who's
Babs?
Who's like cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you're Babs.
I'll be
Babs.
So you can, Macron is one line, so it's a green.
By
so
the
it's
way,
a color.
Gal's number is 604-306-8439. I'll repeat it again.
So this is a scene at a very early in the movie where they were just planning on talking about, this is basically talking about them escaping. This is first when they found that one of the chicken got taken away and turned into a pie. And this is Chicken Run as performed by Dumb. You can do an accent, but
so
you
wait,
won't.
So
it's
what's Mac like?
Mac is just a ren. It's just one line. I don't know. It's just a very average.
You should just add more lines.
Yeah.
Okay. For those who can see this, Mac also has very strong body language.
Go ahead.
All right. Think, everyone. Think. What haven't we tried yet?
We haven't tried not trying to escape.
That might work.
What about Edwina? How many more empty nests will it take?
It wouldn't be empty if she'd spent more time laying and less time escaping.
So, laying eggs all your life, then getting plucked and roasted is good enough for you?
It's
a living. Nice one, Mac.
The problem is the fences aren't just around the farm. They're up here in your heads. There's a better place out there somewhere beyond that hill. It has wide open spaces and lots of trees.
And this fried chicken is the best.
And grass.
That's fucked up.
Can you imagine that? Cool green grass.
But who feeds us?
We feed ourselves.
Carl Sanders.
But where's the farm?
Man,
not Mac.
What's going on?
Mac, you really heard me right now. Mac, Edwina just died, okay?
Died.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, it said up here.
Sorry.
Where does the farmer live?
Okay,
Where does the farmer live?
There's no farmer. There is no farmer.
Is he on holiday?
He's anywhere. Don't you get it? There's no A count, no farmers, no dogs, and coops and keys.
Where I'm lost.
It's not your turn.
Oh. And no I don't fences. Have any more lines. <It's>
sorry. Okay, Bunty.
In all my life, I've never heard such a fantastic load of tripe. Face the facts, ducks. The chances of getting out of here are 1,000,000 to 1.
Then there's still a chance.
A chance.
Still a chance. Actually, gonna go. What's it called? Dunkin' Donuts to get some fried chicken after
no,
this.
No, screw that. I'm never eating chickens again.
Yo. Tell me about your favorite movie, CNITR.
And that's how we play CNITR. That's how we play CNITR for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Oh, CNITR. Right.
Like
yes,
the board game.
It's very, yeah. Thank you so much for coming out. I hope you enjoy the little game of Chicken Run that we just play. Anything else you want to... Add to the world. Anything you want to mention? There's a show tomorrow night at the Railway Club.
And then we have a show on Wednesday as well.
Oh yeah, where are you playing?
At 333 with Hygiene, Bird, Fuzzy P.
Very nice.
Bird's from the Bay Area, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yeah, she's really great.
Gal, you should take the chance to publicly apologize to Quincy.
Sorry, right. Quincy.
For
missing your celebration.
Yeah, it's Quincy's birthday on Sunday.
It was yesterday, man.
Yeah, it was. No, no, no. I thought it was on Tuesday.
No.
It was on Monday? What?
Dude, his birthday's in October.
His birthday's in October?
No way.
Why are you screwing with me?
No, it was a couple weeks ago, I think.
That's not October.
Or wait, no, it's today?
I bet I was the only one who gave him a present.
Wait, is his birthday today?
It's today, yeah.
Okay.
What?
Happy birthday, Quincy.
Happy birthday, Quincy. Happy birthday, Quincy. thanks so much for coming in. It was fun. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. Dumb on CITR. Take
see care. You at Duffins.
No, yeah, right. See, yeah,
see you at
vegan
restaurant.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world. And guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Do you ever feel uncomfortable or unsafe walking around campus at night? There's an AMS service dedicated to helping anyone trying to get across campus alone at night. We're SafeWalk, and we have your back. Call us at 604-822-5355 to request a transfer, or check out our website at ams.ubc.ca/safewalk for more information on hours and policies.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
سلام، روزتون بخیر.
My name is Sahad, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
From time to time, people ask me, hey Hypei, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately, what can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude? The answer is simple, just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread word by tweeting about us, #RunUBC.
remember all your boyfriends in high school. I remember when Patrick broke your heart. I remember all my jealous longing. That party, you cried all.
trying to find a reason to hate me. Been there before, but I don't care anymore. Been there before, but I don't wanna hate anymore. It brings me down. I found trying to get on top only brings you down.
There's a pretty new one from Detsoff. It's called I Believe You. Detsoff is currently on tour. I think they're in Denver tonight. This track that I just played was recorded by Jordan Coop from Noise Floor Studio on Gabriola Island. Actually, I saw Jordan Coop this past weekend at Music Waste. He was in town sampling the music, having a good time, telling me about working on the Detsoff album. And he was very keen about it, telling me it's going to be a fantastic recording. So I'm looking forward to hearing the brand new album coming out from Detsoff at some point in the future. I don't know exactly when, but it will come out soon. Quick reminder, very shortly, in about 7 minutes time, Copy and Paste will be coming up next. Copy Paste, stick tuned for that. I'll tell you what else I played in that set. I played some Swim Team, Correspondent. Out of the Flood is the name of the record that is from. I played some Co-op. The Last Time is the name of the song that I played. Started off the set with some Fuzzy P with the song called Cherry Plastic Earrings from the record On a Lawn. So yeah, that's pretty much it for me now. Gonna sneak in a few songs until Copy Paste. This is a new, well, it's not really that new, but it's the newest one anyways. It's like a year ago, more than that. Joe Pass, Singular. Here we go.
Still trail of mine. Hey, what are you doing? You're procrastinating. What are you doing?